Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception we intend to discuss today relates to the fate of non-Muslims. It is generally said as a sweeping statement that all non-Muslims are destined to go to hell, and so therefore there is no possibility for any salvation for them. Now, it needs to be understood that as far as the Quran is concerned, it says that all non-Muslims who intentionally deny the truth, for them the fate indeed is hell. And we know that in the times of the messengers of God, this is the law of the Almighty which comes into play, as per which people who intentionally deny the truth after it has been unveiled to them before them by a personality no less than the messenger of God, even after being displayed this truth by him before them, if they deny this, then they are destined to go to hell. So in other words, this threat of the Quran, or this warning of the Quran, which is of course found in the Quran at many places. For example, in Surah Bayyinah it is said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, which means that those among the people of the book and the idolaters who are disbelievers, for them is eternal hell. Of course, this refers to those disbelievers who have intentionally denied the truth. For example, there could be non-Muslims who have not intentionally denied the truth. They are true seekers of the truth. They went after the truth, but they were eluded by the truth for some reason. For them, this is not this verse does not sound any punishment for them. This particular verse and all verses which are similar to this verse sound hell for only those non-Muslims who intentionally deny the truth. So therefore, we need to be very careful in giving this statement. This statement is not true at all when we say that all non-Muslims are bound for hell. This is a wrong statement. What the Quran says is that all non-Muslims, all people among the non-Muslims who have intentionally and deliberately denied the truth, which of course means that after being convinced of the truth, they still did not accept it, only for such people, only for such non-Muslims, death is destined. And again, it needs to be understood that all these non-Muslims, of course, are non-Muslims who have become kuffar by virtue of denying this truth. And this truth itself is unveiled before them by a person no less than a messenger of God. So therefore, these are non-Muslims who are the direct and foremost addressees. They are the foremost and direct addressees of the messengers of God. And if they intentionally deny the truth which these messengers of God deliver before them, then they are the persons who are destined for hell. As far as other non-Muslims are concerned, who are not the foremost or not the first or direct addressees who come later on, for them, of course, they have to be the true seekers of the truth, and they must try to find out what the truth is. However, because of some legitimate impediment, they are not able to reach the truth, then, for example, for them, it would be very, very wrong to say that they too are hell-bound. This would be a wrong statement. So in short, we can say that the fate of non-Muslims, as per the Quran, is that those among them who have intentionally denied the truth, for them, of course, there is eternal hell. However, those among them who do not deny the truth intentionally, once it is made evident to them by a personality no less than a messenger of God, then for them, of course, there could be an excuse, and on the basis of that excuse, the Almighty will tackle them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.